That'll get you going.
That was from Deep Voice ASMR. We had him on bonus episode, right?
Yeah. Just last week or just this week, I guess.
So yeah. The lyrics to that, if you're curious,
I am.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Does it even fucking matter?
Mm-hmm.
This is the never ending story of the world. Doug and Anthony, you're right. I'm wrong. Just get to the fucking podcast later on when I'm able. No, that's the rest of the message. Later on, when I'm actually able to record with our producer, we will make something original. But for now, this is what you got. Rawr.
Best song ever. He said, no, wait, that's the rest of the message. Oh, shit. That was great. It was the way it started. I was like, okay, all right. And then all of a sudden, it was like, caught me off guard. Oh shit.
All right. We got so much shit to get to. I hate these episodes.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so much to fucking do.
So much.
All right, so do you got anything?
Nope. Oh man.
All right. So Nick is joined us here.
Yeah.
Hi Nick. He's going to be drawing this week's t-shirt. If you want to pick it up, you can go to whosrightpodcast.com/merch.
Oh, that reminds me. We have the ability to sell anything we want pretty at this point, right?
Yes.
I'm getting ready to sell some guitar pedals. I'm going to...
We're not your fucking swap shop.
I'm going to sign them, and I'm going to put them on the website for $37,000.
Look, we're not just using our merch site to get signed rid of the junk around your...
Signed merchandise. Signed merchandise. People eat that shit up.
If you build it, then it's okay to sell it.
Uh-huh. No.
I'd like to welcome a new sponsor on the show, Big Guitar Pedal.
Big Used Guitar Pedal.
Thank you, Big Pedal, for signing up with us.
I figured what I would do is I'd sign it, and then I'd send it to you and have you cross out my signature and write your signature.
Are we to the point yet? Like, so I recently sent somebody something, mm-hmm. and they sent me a note and asked me to sign it for.
Yeah, that's weird.
I felt like such a fucking douchebag.
It's a weird feeling, isn't it? So did you take it into the bathroom? Like, take it in the bathroom when you were shitting and sign it because you really had to go? Because that's how I look at that kind of thing. I'm like just a normal guy. I'm going to go take a shit and then I'm going to get dressed and drive to work. Like I'm a fucking celebrity or something.
No, I took about 45 different shots and put it on the gram.
Even better. Oh, you're an influencer. Oh, God.
I'm an influenza.
I don't know that I've ever heard anybody call it the gram. I like it.
All right. Oh, let's just get into this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to do the NAGA one, but
you want to right out of the gate with that one? Can they cancel your channel during a live stream?
Oh, absolutely. And this, right. This will be the episode that it happens.
Uh-huh.
I was even thinking about just at the start of the episode saying on the off chance that there's a black person listening and you would be interested in coming on the show mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you have no problem saying the N-word and
I think
please feel free to come on.
The only part of that is that a black person will be listening. Everything else is just like, yeah, they'll come on. Yeah. They'll say the N-word. They don't care. They're not listening.
They're saying it right now. Right. All right. Did you see this article about Sturgis, and they've linked like 422 million cases of COVID to it.
Yeah, not only that, but it's going to cost like $37 trillion or something for whatever. Yes. I didn't read this particular one, but I heard about it.
Paul in the chat says, I'm a person and I'll say the N word. I don't know.
I'm a person. No, we're both people. This is not what we're looking for.
Ideally, it's somebody that has no problem with getting fired.
Right. Or doesn't have a job.
All right. So the reason why I pulled this article is not about the dirty bikers spreading their dirty diseases.
Dirty biker sex is awesome.
The reason why I pulled it is at the very bottom. All right. So it's basically, according to a new study, with tracked anonymized cell phone data from the rally, over 250,000 coronavirus cases have now been tied to the 10-day event. One of the largest to be held, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The explosion in cases, the study from the Germany-based IZA Institute of Labor Economics finds, jeez, is expected to reach $12 billion in public health costs. I lost what I was looking for here. Hold please.
I love it.
Here it is. I was doing so good. The conclusion, while staggering, is unlikely to surprise public health officials who warned that proceeding with the rally could be disastrous, particularly given the region's relaxed attitude towards social distancing guidelines and some of the attendees' mockery of the pandemic. Screw COVID, I went to Sturgis, read one t-shirt from the rally, where overwhelming support for President Trump was the norm.
What does that have to do with anything? It's like they just threw that last sentence in there just because.
They submitted it to the editor, and he's like, hey, you didn't mention anything about Trump in here.
Son of a bitch. We should get a screw COVID, we love who's right, or something like that. So stupid.
Right, we've got COVID.
If I was a biker and I had the chance, I would have went to COVID. I would have went to Sturgis. I think that worked out perfect, didn't it? I would have went to Sturgis if I was into that type of thing. You got to live your life, man. I think it's great.
No chance that I would go.
Really?
You know how many fucking bike rallies I've been to?
No.
And that was back when I was in shape and I could fight. Now I'm not.
People aren't going to fight. Don't worry.
I'd get fucking pummeled.
I think I'd be more worried about catching herpes or something than COVID. Fucking biker rally.
It's not like there's just herpes floating around in the air.
At a biker rally, I'm assuming there is. Herpes, AIDS, gonorrhea. It's all, they got stations for it. gonorrhea here.
No, I don't have herpes anymore. I gave it to the old lady back there.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm glad they had it. I'm glad they did it. I'm glad somebody's standing up and saying, you know what? Fuck it. We're doing it anyways. We're not just going to sit home and not ride our fucking bikes through Sturgis.
Right. But so what if we're wrong and they're right? Mm-hmm. And everybody was so fucking narcissistic and only self-concerned, self-worried, mm-hmm, that they cost the country, whatever, $81 billion and got 250,000 people sick.
I'm okay with
the cell phone data.
So the cell phone data. I'm okay with that. I don't think it's narcissistic to be a human being and want to do human being things and not just sit at your house. Oh, shit.
That's fucking stupid.
It's not narcissism.
That is what? That is the definition of narcissism.
No, it's not.
I don't give a fuck what the impact is to anybody else. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Right. Yes. That's not narcissism. Right.
Okay.
It's normal human being shit, man. You gotta live your life. There's only so much you can just sit inside your house and be scared for the rest of your life. Come on.
It's been like 6 months, man. It's not the rest of your life.
Yeah, 6 months. 6 months. That's a long fucking time. Man, it's only been 6 months. Seems like such a short amount of time.
Well, I think that the government should ban all gatherings unless it's for racial protesting.
You're not allowed to see anybody unless you're protesting racism.
No, for racism.
protesting for racism. If I catch two people talking to each other and they're not talking about racism, you're fucking going to jail.
Baton right to the back of the fucking head.
Yeah.
Light them on fire like that guy in that video.
That's so awesome. All the ones where they like made all the edits to it, where he's like jumping through a video game and shit. That was great.
I haven't seen it. Maybe somebody already did this, but I was thinking that it would be good to put a music bed under it of Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
I didn't see that one, but that'd be funny. I would have liked that. Oh, man. It's nice to see one of those videos that you can laugh at instead of like, you know, be pissed off about.
That didn't cause any trauma in your house, that video going viral?
No, Bernie doesn't care. He didn't get to watch shit. I told him about it because he was asking me why I was laughing, but I wasn't going to show it to him.
I'm not an asshole.
Yeah. I would have had to put the shit in his eyes so he could see. I ain't doing that.
All right. What did you have here about the Oscars?
So let's see here. So apparently by 2024, the Oscar for Best Picture is going to have a stipulation that it has to be inclusive. In order to win the Oscar for Best Picture, you must be inclusive. So to achieve standard A, the film, there's four different standards, but all the rest of them are like behind the scenes shit. So the film must meet one of the following criteria. A1, lead or significant actor, at least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. So it lists a bunch of racial and ethnic groups, and it's got Asian, Hispanic, Black, African, all the way down. And it says Middle Eastern, North African. So not just African. You have to be from North Africa because there's too many white people in South Africa. That caught my attention right away. Like North African only. And then the general ensemble cast, at least 30.
Is this real?
Yes. Yes. This is from the fucking LA Times or whatever.
All right.
By 2024.
I appreciate you taking the bullet points here, but mm-hmm. I'm doing a deep dive.
All right. That's fine. I wasn't sure how deep you wanted to get into this, but.
Well, new Oscar standards say Best Picture contenders must be inclusive to compete. So what's the fucking point of making a movie if you're white then?
Right. That's what I'm saying. What in the fuck? The one that got me. Okay. I understand all. It's not that I understand. But if you go to A3, it says the main storyline, subject matter, theme or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented group. So
do you have to meet
one of these? Either the lead character has to be Black, 30% of the actors have to be Black, or the storyline has to be about Black people.
I don't understand how this. Okay.
One of the bullet points is people with cognitive or physical disabilities or who are deaf or hard of hearing. So I guess they don't have to be Black. They could just be deaf.
So I don't understand like how this passed. Like, how did Oscar let this happen?
He was busy in his trash can.
It's everything but white men. Because, okay. So women. So if 30% of your actors are women, then you're good.
Yep.
So like The Hangover couldn't get an Oscar.
So they went back and looked at some of the people who won. This is just for Best Picture. It's not for all the Oscars.
Right,
but
The Hangover.
So The Godfather couldn't have won, which I think that actually won Best Picture. The Godfather couldn't have won. I mean, like any movie that's about like a time before now, like a period piece or whatever.
What about Cool as Ice? That would have won, right?
Yes. It's about LGBT. An underrepresented group. white rappers are underrepresented. I don't understand what the point is. Like, basically what this is saying is we're conceding that black people aren't as good at making movies, so we have to give them concessions because their movies suck. Like, what?
No, so I didn't get that, because they're not saying black people aren't as good.
Everybody except for white people aren't as good.
So as long as you have a Native American mm-hmm. or an Alaskan Native, you're good.
Can't some Alaskan Natives look white? I mean,
do you think you could make a movie and then when it's questioned, just say that your guy, your main character's gay, he just hasn't come out of the closet yet?
That would have him come out after the movie comes out. That's fucking perfect. And then go back in once the movie's, you know, ran its course. You come out, you just go back in when you're done. What can you tell me what Latinx is or Latinx?
Yeah.
What?
It's like the Mexican version of Malcolm X.
Awesome.
Latinx, right?
Yeah, it says Hispanic Latinx. I don't know what that means.
Latinx is a gender neutral neologism.
What the fuck does that mean?
Botulism. Sometimes used instead of Latino or Latina to refer to people of Latin American culture or ethnic identity of the United States. The X suffix replaces the standard OA ending of nouns and adjectives that are typical of grammatical gender in Spanish. In plural, it's Latinxes.
Latinxes. So stupid.
So is that a Latino thing to add X at the end, or is this new and made up?
I think it's new and made up.
What? Okay. I'll look it up.
Is this new and made up?
What does the X mean in Spanish? X is another letter that's used a lot in Spanish text slang. X usually symbolizes poor. So por favor, please, becomes exafa. Porque a porque. Because and why. Porque a porque.
Is that the name of our show? Porque and porque?
The third and final way you can use X in Spanish slang is to replace ch. So the cha-cha slide would be the XX slide.
Porque, porque, cha-cha. Oh, Jesus Christ. So it doesn't say anything about that, does it? It doesn't say anything about gender neutral. So it's new and made up.
Well, I mean, I didn't do a real in-depth search here.
How do you say black in Spanish?
Negro.
All right, cool. Just checking. Just checking if you knew.
I think.
I think somebody got in trouble for that once.
How do you say black or N-word?
It's N-word. How do you say N-word in Spanish?
All right, hold on. How do you say N-word? There's nothing for N-word.
Google said no, you're not allowed to look that up.
Should I put a space between the N and word?
Yep. Yeah, because yes. Yeah, of course you should.
Nothing.
Nothing? Ugh, fucking Google.
Porque, porque. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now,
speaking of N word, we're jumping into it.
Oh, boy. All right. I was really looking forward to winning an Oscar, but.
Well, we're going to feature black people this episode.
Does that mean that Jay and Silent Bob can't win the Oscar that we nominated them for? Retroactively?
Damn it. I would be kind of interested to go back through and see pictures that have won the best Oscar mm-hmm. and then put them up against that list to see which ones wouldn't have won.
Yeah. All of them? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it seems really fucking silly to me that was allowed to happen. I mean, it. So let's say I want to do a one man show.
No Oscar for you.
Is morbid obesity the same as being deaf?
What if you did it in blackface? You did a one man show in blackface. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I can't tell if I'm old or if Hollywood is just sort of making itself irrelevant, or, you know, do young people care about what comes out of Hollywood?
Yeah, if it's about superheroes.
Oh, so would any of those superhero movies have passed the test? I don't think they would. All superhero like main characters are white, and I don't think 30% of them are black.
It doesn't.
If they can add the blacks and the females, it might hit 30%, I guess.
Right, but I got two whites, four blacks that are on for 5 minutes before they die. And
so whose job is it going to be to add up the time in minutes and calculate that number? They're going to have a guy that they pay, or a girl that they pay, to calculate all the time of diversity. This,
you know,
so
it's going to be, it's going to be a black girl with a real like buzz cut haircut, and it's going to be bleach blonde.
Yes. And she's going to have like a military fatigue jacket on. She's serious, man. She ain't fucking around.
Inclusivity. What's the word?
Inclusive.
The inclusivity, please.
Right. God, I don't know. Whatever.
What do you say after that? Like, what's the point of even doing a show anymore? Every article is as fucked up as the last, and then it's just like, whatever. The world's going to shit.
That was my question. Is it just me, or is it going to shit? Maybe I'm just old. Maybe this is what the young people want. Maybe it's just fucked up because I'm old.
Okay, I want to try something here.
All right.
I'm going to try to take the side that this is the right thing to do.
Okay.
I want to have a serious debate with you, a serious conversation.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I can get in the mindset of like how this could make sense instead of just saying, God, this is stupid.
All right.
This is stupid. All right.
Can't do it.
So it's a fact that there is not a good representation. Thank God, a super chat.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Oh, the common cold. Honestly, I think the Who's Right podcast needs more minority representation.
And fuck, we're right back in it again.
Thanks.
All right. So I think that minorities and Indians are underrepresented in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And we keep giving awards to the same white people over and over and over again.
Right.
That needs to change.
Okay, why?
We need to... What do you mean, why?
Why does that need to change?
'Cause.
Wow. That was
powerful.
That was easier than I thought it was going to be.
Because it's the same thing. It's take this white man and put him up on your golden white man and put him up on your pedestal and ignore the black folks that built Hollywood.
Wait, like built the buildings? I think those are Mexicans.
All right. And Mexicans too. Mexicans are underrepresentative.
Yes, they are. So, okay. So what if the white people are just doing the best job? What do we do about that? What if the black...
We wouldn't know if they're doing the best job because you never see Mexicans in fucking movies.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, name an Oscar... Name a movie with a Mexican.
I can't.
You really can't?
I can't think of any. Cheech and Chong had a whole series of movies.
So oddly enough, that's the only Mexicans I could think of too. Awesome. And you know why that is? Because all the way up until this year, you knew a white man was going to win, so you had to feature a white man.
Huh. So yeah, so they wouldn't even give the opportunities to the Mexicans,
right?
Unless they were stereotypical potheads. Oh, they portrayed them as stereotypical potheads. Oh, I see. This is all so sinister.
For all you and I know, Mexicans are normal people.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I only know one Mexican and he rapes dogs.
Not normal.
It's not.
Well, maybe for Mexicans. That ain't going in the movies, though.
How many Mexicans feature deaf people? How many movies do you know feature deaf people?
What's that one lady, Marley Matlin? Wasn't she in like Marley and Me or whatever?
You know how great it would be? Okay. So up until this point, you would only put a deaf person in a movie if them being deaf was the main point of the movie.
Well, yeah, of course.
Think of the possibilities now. So if they are let's say all the Mexicans and all the Indians are already taken in other films and they want to start filming, I don't know, the next Star Wars. They have to get a deaf person. The deaf person is the only one that hasn't been picked. So they haven't written any dialogue that's like even acknowledging that this person's deaf. So like in the iconic scene where like, I'm your father or whatever. I'm your mother. And nobody even acknowledges that.
No, they have to write in the extra lines. What? What'd you say?
What? And then I am your mother.
And then after everything's
done. Take your mask off.
You know I ad-libbed that what? That wasn't in the script.
I'm trying to think of like iconic movie scenes if they had deaf people in it. You ever seen Scarface?
Yes.
You lay alone, you my new friend.
That
what?
Would be great.
What? All the Cubans on the other side of the door. What? I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
You said, you started this conversation by saying if all the other minorities were in other films or if all the black people were in other films, imagine if you said if all the other white people were in other films. That's the first thing I thought is like, there's never going to be a case where all the white people are in other films. I think that makes the case against what I'm saying. There's too many fucking white people. Oh my God.
I could do an entire episode. I don't care if anybody listens. I just want to do iconic movie scenes by deaf people.
Do you just like doing the deaf voice?
We're going to need a bigger boat. What? Dude. Get a bigger boat.
Oh, my God. Would it have really changed the movie that much if Tom Hanks was deaf in that movie where he was stranded, Castaway? Where he was yelling at the fucking volleyball?
No. They could have said that he was deaf.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have mattered. Or dying anything. Of AIDS or whatever. Oh, my God. So I think they should redo all these old movies with sign language. No talking whatsoever. So I want to see some of those lightsaber fights. With sign language, fighting and sign language.
No, I would rather they take a cue from me and redo the movies with like dubbed for deaf people in the deaf people language.
Dubbed for deaf people. I like it. I think we should dub movies for deaf people.
We could do that.
We could. That would be hilarious.
Can you do a deaf voice?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. I can't. Hello. Hello. I can't. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how they fucking talk. I can't. Hello.
Is it deaf that, Mexican?
That's my Indian. Is my deaf Indian voice. My Foley work doesn't include deaf people.
Well, then how the fuck are we going to dub deaf movies if you can't do a deaf voice?
I'll do the black voice.
Okay, then.
They don't think it be like it is, but it do.
About that. That's not.
Is that black? I don't know.
That's not dubbing for deaf people. That's dubbing for black people.
Black deaf people.
They don't need to be like a big do.
They don't be like that. Is that better?
I didn't say retarded.
Yeah, that's all I got is the retarded. They don't think it be like that.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I really thought we were onto something here, but
I think we are. I just can't do the voice. I like the idea.
You want me to teach you?
Yes.
All right.
Do give I me just a plug my ears?
Give me a practice word.
Oh, fuck.
We'll do the super chat here.
All right.
All right. Mean. So I, instead of the B, I say M.
Okay.
And I talk through my nose.
Okay. But I talk through my nose all the time.
Okay. Try it through your mouth.
Is that better?
No.
Mi'kmaq. Mi'kmaq.
Yeah. See?
Mi'kmaq. Hello. Yes,
I didn't teach you how to do the H's.
All right. How do you do it?
So I skip the H and I go right to the L-O. So it's Mi'kmaq. Hello.
Mi'kmaq. Hello. Get to it without laughing. Mi'kmaq. Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I am underrepresented. I just sound retarded.
Okay. So we're going to have to change direction.
All right.
We're going to have to dub for deaf and retard.
All right. Oh, I'm good with that. I think that would be funny. What movie are we doing? I think we do Schindler's List.
All right.
We can make that really interesting.
Okay, so it's a date. We're going to do it. What about Top Gun?
If I will watch Top Gun if you want to do a Top Gun dub, if we watch it together.
Okay.
If I'm getting something out of it. But just sitting down and watching it, I can't do it.
All right, so.
That's it. So this has been a long con to get me to watch. You asshole. That's what this is all about.
All right, so how do we do it?
I thought there was like a service over Netflix or whatever, like a Chrome extension that you can get where you watch Netflix movies.
I don't think Top Gun's on Netflix.
Oh. All right. Well, pick something that's on Netflix.
Well, I watched all of Cobra Kai, so we can't do that.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I didn't know if somehow they ruined it.
All right. Dragonox says, did Jasmine Cain ever retweet the show? Fuck you.
Fuck you for opening old wounds.
You're trying to get me to get all mad. I'm not going to do it. I'm in too good a mood. That fucking cunt.
Fucking asshole. Fuck that Jasmine Cain.
No, I'm not going to do it. No, Jasmine Cain did never retweet.
What?
I don't know why I find that so funny. You saying what?
I don't know, but is there like a podcast Oscars? Because we're up for it. I can already tell you.
Oh, shit. Ready to go to our sponsor?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Bong. Big Boss.
Mi'kmaq. Rick Ross.
Screw Dragonox. Where's my podcast with Doug? You're watching it, buddy. This is it. This is all you get.
All right. Fuck. So this is technically, there's a lot of work going into this production right now. We have one of the owners from Big Cutting Board.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Big Cutting Board is a sponsor of the show. Mm-hmm. And due to the restrictions in the cutting board industry, they are selling their cutting boards on our website. It's the same merch site as what I said before.
Yep.
All right. So I've got to give him a call. His name is Dujay.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to fucking do this? Here we go. Hello. Shit. Hello.
I think you still got him. That worked out perfect.
I forgot about the beep.
No, it's good.
Well, anyway, now that we've got you on the phone, Dujay, it's been a couple weeks. We've been trying to work this out. So I guess I just got a couple questions for you. First and foremost, I want to say that I love your cutting boards. I love the amount of work that you put into them. I understand that they are hand sanded because you refuse to use a planer. So they are not perfect, but they are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Only the finest wood, the finest wood in Kansas is used, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what when you're working out a design, like you sketch it, you use 3D modeling software. What is your thought process when you come up with a new cutting board idea?
I think about what I want to do. And when I think I found a good solution, I don't discuss it with marketing people.
Yeah.
I do it. Because if not, forget about it. No, it's another world. You know, in 25 years, the world has changed unbelievably. With stupid things like the iPad and the iPhone,
yeah,
already that changed the world too. And yeah, internet and all the all those things. I mean, the world is so different. People connect in such a different way. The business is also... Look, Amazon or those things didn't exist, so you cannot compare anymore. For me, it's like it happened 50 or 100 years ago.
And that really speaks to me. You know, I started dabbling in woodworking. I've made a few cutting boards myself, but nothing of the caliber of what you're putting up on our website. I'm curious. I know that you've had a history of dealing with paper, and I don't know if that's because paper, you know, being sourced from wood, is that something that is translated into your cutting boards?
I love paper. I love newspapers. I think it was fun to do. It was not done like this before. You know, I worked for one day with papers like Metro, I did Liberation, I did Welt am Sonntag. I like that. So why shouldn't I not do it one day for myself?
I know that. So that's exactly, I think that's what I was saying. You pretty much just repeated exactly what I said. A couple of questions ago, you said something about bypassing the marketing department. What do you mean by that?
Marketing is a word I never use because I don't, you know what that means. Huh? Good. Let's forget about it. I don't have to do that. Huh?
All right.
Okay.
Have you ever been approached to do any sort of exclusive deal with a retailer?
I invented a kind of blueprint for the freelance job the way it is. Huh? Because, you know, I have no exclusivity with nobody. Huh? Not selling nobody. No. But I'm honest enough not to do the same thing for somebody else. And if it wouldn't be like this, it would be very dishonest as a job, because it's not me, it's them.
So right. Is that a no? I'm going to assume it's no. There's... I apologize to our mostly American audience. There seems to be a little bit being lost in translation.
Right. Stupid Germans.
So I know when I make a cutting board, I make it from my heart. Like most people say they make it with their hands. I make it with my heart. Perfect. What about you? Do you have any inspirations for the designs you come up with?
There is a young French boy called Jacques Muse. I think he has something too. I see a lot of people. Simone Rochat, I think she's very gifted.
Oh, yeah, I think she's a very gifted cutting board maker as well. I'm surprised that you haven't had her work for you, but I understand that there's some concern with child labor and things like that.
It's a beautiful craftsmanship, like they can do here in terms of embroidery and things like this, are expensive. But not everybody can pay that. So some
people, don't worry, we're almost done.
Are happy to get something with some glitter on it, made in India. I hope not by children.
Huh? You put glitter on your cutting boards?
So that's the bedazzled effect. It's a high end.
It's a high end kind of bedazzler for your cutting boards.
And thank God we are at the last question of this interview. Do you have any regrets in your career so far? Is there anything you would do different?
My only regret is that I didn't do the house with Tadeo Ando. That is, I really regret.
The what?
The rest, I did what I wanted to do, and even in a way more than I expected I could do. But, you know, I'm never pleased with myself. I always think I could do better. I could make an effort. I'm lazy. I mean, it's ridiculous, I know. But I had a healthy attitude, and I don't think I should change my state of mind, because when people start to think about their past, their art and all this, it's very dangerous. I do a kind of applied art. Don't be too pretentious. And the good thing is that I get never, like the old Rolling Stone song, any satisfaction of what I'm doing. I always think it could improve, I could do better, and I could do more. That's
got
ridiculous.
That was
very healthy, I think.
Oh, well, thank you for stopping by. So I couldn't help but notice in your speech pattern that when you were struggling to find a word, you would go, a lot. Do you have a comment about that?
I think about what I want to do.
Stop it.
I found a good solution.
All right. So that, thank you, Big Cutting Board Duje, for stopping by. And had I listened to the interview prior, I would have known that that would have been a good transition for our Chinese
what? We have a Chinese
We do have a Chinese
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, if you want a cutting board made by Duje from Big Cutting Board, go on there right now.
Go on there right now and order yourself a big cutting board from Big Cutting Board.
I think there's only one on the website right now.
Yeah, they're custom made. Custom made until you make the next one.
They're not custom made.
Well, I think they are.
No,
right?
No, because then you're telling me if they're custom made, that means that somebody can say, I want it this big by this big with these colors.
Oh, no, not that kind of custom made. Like custom made, like if it's the one you want, then... If it's the size that you want and the design that you want, then it was a custom job.
Okay.
I'm a born salesman.
Yeah, if you want my manufacturing and your salesmanship.
We should get a sponsorship from Big Salesman.
All right. So let's get to this story. I am so eager.
I am so eager.
Do I have something that can be used in place of the N-word?
Bong. Bing. Bing. Can you hear me that?
No. How about that? Don't. You're not beeping yourself. That's fucking gay.
I was going to beep you.
You're the one reading it.
Oh, damn. All right.
You think I'd trust you running the beeper on me?
We should have got Oddball on here for this. Oh, my gosh.
Is there any black people yet?
Is there any black people listening? Other than Oddball, do you think we have any black people that listen religiously? I mean, does anybody listen religiously, I guess? It's a religious experience for them.
Let's get through. Before we do that, can we jump through these super chats real quick?
Yeah. Bong. Big Boss. Anthony, is that a R word? Headband. I don't think so. I think tennis starts with a T. That's why it's a tennis headband.
You're a T-tard.
The cum collector one. Let's skip who's flabby and go to Dear Flabby. Okay. Samir, who's right.com, the center of global e-commerce. That's right. Ollie Blazin, thoughts on the new Dune trailer? I'm excited.
I haven't even seen the old Dune trailer.
I don't know.
What, isn't Dune just about like sand dunes?
That's what I thought. And worms? Isn't there worms or something like the Beetlejuice worm?
No, you're thinking of the movie Worms.
Oh.
isn't that what that movie's called? No, Tremors.
Tremors, yes. God, I love that movie. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about Dune. I don't know anything about the Dune trailer. I don't know nothing about nothing. It probably won't win an Oscar.
Well, it's got sand people in it.
I think you're allowed to say that.
What?
I think you need to read this article.
Oh, I'm in enough trouble. I'm probably going to get attacked by deaf people this week. Every week it's a different group of somebodies. The scary thing is that my house could be surrounded and I wouldn't know it.
How about we attack blind people? They can't get on fucking social media.
You just have like a scrambled text.
How about we do let's do our show in Braille. Is there a way to translate our show into Braille and print it out? We put out a cassette. We've got a VHS tape. Let's print out a bound copy of our show in Braille.
Text to Braille. There's a place called Two Blind Brothers. Braille translator. Oh, yeah. You can just copy and paste your text in.
Sweet. All right. Our show's going to be coming out on Braille pretty quick here then, just in case.
All I wrote was, who's right? It takes forever. How the fuck?
How would you read it on your screen?
I was going to say, what good is printed Braille? Why would anybody do this?
What good is printed Braille? Is it? So I thought there was like a special printing process where it like bump, no bump,
embosses.
Bump. Yeah. Yeah, smart guy, embosses.
What'd you say?
Bump, bump, no bump.
Yours was funnier. See, isn't it frustrating when one of us tries to be the smart guy and shits all over the other one's joke? Yeah, oh, did you mean embossing?
But that's funny. Oh, did you mean embossing?
You don't know that I run a printing press.
For blind people.
Dot, dot, no dot. See, that was funny. I feel bad that I fucked up your joke.
Oh, don't feel bad. It's all right.
Okay. Go.
All right. USC suspended a communications professor for saying a Chinese word that sounds like a racial slur. Greg Patton was describing the Chinese filler word nega, which earned him a temporary suspension. That's how it looks. I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm not Chinese. All right. Nega. Is that better?
Perfect. Yeah, I want you to enunciate it like that every time in the article.
Greg Patton is a Greg Patton is a professor of clinical business communication at the University of Southern California. Nowhere in that sentence does it say former. Where the fuck did I get former? During the recent virtual classroom session.
Words are hard.
I know, right?
It's like you got words in front of you, but you're just choosing to make up your own.
No. Dumb. He was discussing public speaking patterns and the filler words that people use to space out their ideas. Etc. Patton mentioned that the Chinese often use a word that is pronounced like nega. In China, the common word is that. So in China, it might be nega, 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 nega.
Bye, everybody. Make sure you go to whosrightpodcast.com to find out where we're going to be broadcasting at next.
Jail. Patton explained to his class, so there's different words you'll hear in different cultures, but they're vocal disfluencies. What the hell does that mean? But because the Chinese word nega sounds like something else. Sounds like nastric. Some students were offended and reported the matter to the administration. Patton is now suspended, according to campus forum. So, first of all, I have to stop for a second.
Think they say it anymore, so there's no point in reading the rest of the article.
All right, perfect. So this is Reason Magazine. I have to say that I appreciate that Reason Magazine has the, I don't even know why you would call it balls, guts, whatever, but like, it's a fucking word, and they're a journalism magazine. They printed a word. I think good on them, because nobody else does that. Everybody else has a fucking an asterisk because they're scared. Like me, because I didn't say it. I got mouths to feed, man. is, I mean, don't you think that that's fucked up though? That like every single news outlet won't print a certain word. So when you see it in print in a news magazine, it's fucking weird.
I was just reading one of the comments on YouTube. Your Honor, my client Anthony has pleaded oopsie daisies.
Oopsie daisy.
So, okay. So like what they were saying, and I don't know if it got lost in your interpretation.
Yeah, I couldn't read. So probably.
So in Chinese, when they're trying to think, they just use the word that as a filler.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's that, you know, yeah. like,
yeah, like what we do, like,
So he was just explaining the words that they use and got fired.
Yeah, because it sounds similar to a word that is offensive. So he didn't use the word, wasn't offending anybody. There was zero like offense at all. If you are a person who gets offended because somebody says a word that sounds like a different word, I don't think that you should be in college. I think that you should be in a mental institution. Like you obviously can't take care of yourself. I don't understand how you can live in the world on your own, be going to college and be offended by a word that sounds like another word.
Okay. So they took down Big Syrup and they took down Big Rice.
Big Rice.
When do you think they're going to take down Big Cleaner?
The bald guy?
Spick and Span. Don't you think that's God. The next to go?
Yes, I didn't even think about that. Yep.
What do you think they're going to name it? Beaner and Cleaner? Bye, everybody.
Awesome. That would be the best name ever.
Are we still on?
They pulled our live stream. Reason? Bad words. Oh, man. Yes, I am surprised that they haven't already pulled that.
Beaner Cleaner.
That's great. Should that be the name of the episode? Maybe we really will get pulled. I don't know. Fuck it, man. Like you said, every article is stupider than the last one. It just makes you like fucking hell.
So seriously, like what words... So I can't even wrap my head around that, how you can fire somebody for using a word that sounds like another word. Like, oh. I mean, it's a word from a different language that sounds like a word from this language.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked you earlier what the Spanish word for black was, because I would assume that would be one of the next ones to go.
So when you start.
I'm assuming they're going to call the head of Mexico and be like, hey, we're changing your language because American kids don't like it. Black isn't Negro anymore.
at some point, like somebody has to just throw their hands up and say, all right, we're not doing this one. Like we're drawing the line.
This one.
We're drawing the line at changing somebody else's language because it offends us in our language.
So if that were to happen, we've been doing this show for 4 years. Don't you think it would have happened already? I mean, out of all the shit that we've seen, it would have happened, which tells me it's not going to.
No, I don't think that. Okay, so right now we're on a downwards trajectory, correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay. At some point, it's either got to hit the bottom to where you just can't talk, or it's going to go, people are going to get like right-sided again, you know, like a course correction. You know what? Maybe we were a little fucked up back there in the 2020s. Go ahead and say Chinaman, you can say nega. And then he goes, my nega. No.
Like that.
Oh, my nega.
So I think the more likely scenario is that the course correction is going to be an overcorrection. So, you know, in 5 years, it's going to be like just every other word from everybody is going to be the N word.
Did you read this?
Infrequent garbage. The Who's Right PR team is going to have a lot of work to do. We should hire a PR firm. See how long before they drop us.
We can't even keep a fucking sponsor. Do you think? Other than Big Cutting Board, they're sticking around. That's because they're German and they don't know what the fuck we're saying.
Yeah, they have no idea what we're talking about. They just want to make cutting boards. That's all they care. Bing. Samir, we have the Czech word Negromotny for illiterate. I can't even read that word.
That's ironic, right?
Right. I can read the illiterate part.
When we started the show, there was a lot of stories. I think we talked about it several times, of the word niggardly, mm-hmm. which has no racial connotations whatsoever.
None.
And people getting fired for using it.
Right.
Okay. And so I never agreed with it, but I could understand it, that the ignorance of people not understanding the definition of a word outweighed mm-hmm. the intelligence of the people that, you know, I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They thought that it was an offensive word. They thought that they were being offensive.
When used properly to a racist, mm-hmm. it would make sense. Like what I mean is, quit being niggardly with the budget yeah. is the right way to use that word. And if like you say that to a black person, I could understand how they would say like, "Whoa, whoa, what?
Whoa, 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 what? You got to do the whoa, what?"
But now we're taking it to another step where it's a different language, and it just sounds like our word.
Yeah, if you pronounce it right, it sounds like our word. Nega. I mean, like, it sounds like the rap version of our word. Not even like the real word.
As spoken by a Chinaman. Yeah.
The rap version of our word spoken by a Chinaman. Dude, what do you think the chances that in 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, that there will be a law on the books that says you're not allowed to say this word if you're not black? Like they actually have the audacity to write
the question
it down.
Again.
What do you think the chances that there'll be a law in America on the books that says you're not allowed to say the N-word unless you're black?
I it's not a question of if, it's when. It's yeah. going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, actually written down in the law. Like,
do you think they'll use the word in the law?
That was my next question. That was the next question. How can you write a law banning a word if you don't say the word? So what word am I not allowed to say? Well, I can't tell you that. I'll get in trouble for saying it.
So I wonder what's going to happen first. Mm-hmm. Our podcasting ending mm-hmm. or that becoming an actual law. Mm-hmm. I think that it will be a law on the books, even if it's a local law or something.
Something, yeah.
But it's gonna fall under the hate speech thing.
Yep. It's only hate speech laws are coming. It's only a matter of time. I mean, as soon as more Democrats get more power, the hate speech laws are coming.
So can you be charged for hate speech now?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. It's not. It's a First Amendment right still.
I don't think so, man. Maybe they won't charge you with hate speech, but if you go on a doorstep and just start yelling Nastrick, Nastrick, Nastrick,
you
get arrested.
They can't. No, you won't.
Disturbing the peace. Go do it.
Yeah. So that's different. You might get arrested for disturbing the peace, but that's disturbing the peace. That's not
right. But if you go outside right now and you're on that same corner and just yell chicken bone, chicken bone, chicken bone, you won't get arrested.
I agree. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you that I think that your case would get thrown out either way, even if you did end up getting arrested. It's not against the law. There are no hate speech laws right now. Look it up.
No, I understand that there's, I understand that you in your fucking trial, mm-hmm. they won't charge you with hate speech, mm-hmm. but that's what you'd be getting arrested for.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, basically, which is fucked. But if that's the case, and if it's on the books that somewhere black people and white people are have to be treated the same by the law, can't they arrest every single rapper that's ever rapped a word? Except for Eminem.
Yeah, so they, well, he said the word.
Oh, I didn't know.
So I don't know how they could actually enforce it.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Like if, so I'm trying to process, work my way through it. How could they actually enforce that to where, okay, so if you say it to like a full-blooded brother, mm-hmm. like he's full on, you know, Wesley Snipes black,
mm-hmm.
then, but I mean, if you're full on Wesley Snipes black and you say it,
mm-hmm.
but is there like, so what if you're,
what if your mom's white and your dad's black?
Then you can only say the first part of it.
Is that how that works?
And if it's reverse, if your mom's black and your dad's white, then you can say the last part of it.
Huh. Interesting. That'd be an interesting way to talk. So they're in the process right now in California of changing the law. They've got it on, I don't know if they've got it on the ballot or if they've already voted on it, but they're trying to remove the language in their law that says that the government is not allowed to discriminate based on race. They're trying to take that out of the law so the government can discriminate against racial groups.
In California?
Yes.
That don't make sense because they're the most liberal.
I know. They want to be able to discriminate against white people.
Against white people. Yes. Ah.
And they, and they can't. They can't because it's literally written into their law. So they are, there is a group trying, it's on the
so hold on, hold on. I want to tell you my thought process as you were telling me this.
All right.
I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool, man. That'll make things really, wait a minute. That's us.
Wait a minute. they want, it's in their constitution, like the California constitution, and they're trying to change, amend their constitution. And the only amendment is taking out the part where it says the government's not allowed to discriminate against race. They want to take out that sentence out of their constitution.
Oh, that's just fucking great.
Isn't it?
Oh, fuck. What do we got? NAGA. We did that. Check.
NAGA.
Oh, we might as well get this. Oh, we got two more. I was going to say black stories.
There's a category on Netflix, black stories now. I don't know if you saw that or not. Every time I see it, I was like, oh, why can't there be white stories? I like white stories.
We'll do the white dog owners.
All right. I don't think I saw this one.
All right. Why white people owning dogs is racist.
Oh, boy. Of course it is.
Way back in time, almost 12,500 years ago, the first canines were becoming domesticated. Through toil and hardship, people had earned the trust of our now beloved best friends. The symbiotic relationship between dog and woman was very groundbreaking, as humans had never been this close to animal before. Humans would provide shelter and care for the dogs, and in turn, the dogs would hunt and fetch firewood for humans. The reason I am detailing this history for you is so everyone understands the importance of the events that took place all these years ago. Blah, blah, blah. The domestication of dogs started in two places, Eastern and Western Eurasia. The Eurasian people worked nonstop to gain and maintain trust with these gorgeous creatures, but it was all stolen from them. The greedy actions by white people stained the history books forever.
God, we've stained a lot of history books.
It gets better. Shortly after the Eurasian people worked so hard to train and bond with wolves, most of them were shipped off and given to Europeans. These filthy white savages.
Awesome. I love it.
These filthy white savages took the work and credit from the Eurasian people and branded these magnificent creatures as their own. The need for white people to claim pre-made or pre-discovered things is not isolated to just this incident. Countless times in history, whites have been caught stealing the work and talent of POC for their own success. Honestly speaking, we shouldn't be surprised that white people would steal the domestication of dogs as well.
Stole the domestication of dogs. Awesome.
If you are white and own a canine, please consider donating them to a local POC family or non-kill shelter so it can truly find the perfect home.
You want this mutt? Hey, black guy, you want this mutt?
Reparations.
So fucking stupid.
I'm sorry I stole your dog.
Can I have my bike back?
I'll trade you my dog for my bike. So I checked that to see if it was satire, and it's not. So there's actually somebody that has that mindset, and it's a white guy, by the way. The author was a white guy.
The author is white?
Yeah.
Those filthy white savages took the work, and he's white. Oh, my God. Don't you think that you have to be like a special level retard to write something like that?
Those that's something I would expect to see when we do our Patreon shout outs with the investigator. That's
Yes. Our investigator is awesome. Oh my God. That's fucking great, man. Why do you think they write all these stories? Like there's gotta be, it can't be just an isolated thing. Like, you know, I'm a douche. I'm going to write a story about filthy white savages domesticating dogs. Like, this is an ongoing thing for years and years and years. You could pick anything you want, and I would be almost guaranteed to find an article that tells you that it's racist. What do you think is driving that?
So what have I been saying for years? They're trying to force this down our throat that white people are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I never said that, Anthony. You said that.
I'm agreeing with you, though. All right. I want to test my theory. What? Give me a thing, like a random thing that you wouldn't think would be racist.
Sex toys.
All right. Are sex toys racist? Are sex... Turns out customers at Babeland, New York's first unionized sex toy shop can be pretty racist. That's the first article. It's time for sex toy industry to reckon with its racism. That's the second article.
Oh, fuck.
Is feminism still racist?
Go perfect. To the one you just read. It's time for the sex toy industry to
reckon with its racism. Open. All right, let's see. Meet the black female entrepreneurs trying to make pleasure equitable. Trying to make pleasure equitable.
I get the angle now.
Uh-huh.
I get the angle. Some black lady opened up, started making her own sex toys, and so the first thing you have to do is say the sex toy industry is racist.
Oh, and now buy my black-owned sex toys.
Yeah.
There were only very few black women who were being chosen
there
to...
There is no way... that if the packaging said black owned sex toy, that anybody would buy that.
I don't think they're allowed to sell pre-owned sex toys. Maybe if it's not illegal, we should start a pre-owned sex toy brand. God, that's genius. Is that illegal?
Why would it be illegal?
I mean, if you wash them, that's genius.
Wash them.
Yeah. If you wash them, that's, that is a great idea. I want to start selling pre-owned sex toys.
Do you think anybody wants to buy a pocket pussy and smell my girth?
Yes. And I think that's our tagline, smell my girth.
All right. So I'm crossing out filthy white savages and write smell my girth.
Perfect. I love it. Where do you figure...
Why does this pocket pussy smell like jalapeno poppers?
It tastes like potato chips.
Is that fucking Funyun?
Where do you think we could source used sex toys? Do you think that, I mean, if
source?
We put, yeah. Well, I mean,
thought we were making them.
So we're going to buy them, use them, and then sell them?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's the plan? No, my plan was more like people buy and sell used video games, you know?
Oh, let's start an online used sex toy pawn shop.
Yes. Yes. buy, sell, trade your sex toys. Yes, that's genius. We're going to have to do some marketing to get some women involved here, because it's going to be just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, so what? We know that truck driver who's got like 15 blowjob machines in his truck.
Genius. Yeah, this is a good idea. I think this is a good idea.
So are we still going with Smell My Girth?
Yes. That's our tagline. I love it. Whatever the name of our sex toy line is, and then Smell My Girth. I fucking love it.
Okay, so what's our sex toy shop called?
We could call them Honest Doug's Gently Used Sex Toys.
No.
No?
Honest Doug's Ravagely Used.
Lightly used? No. Ravagely used.
And I want to take like all the sex toys. Like even, you know, there's got to be, somebody's got a dildo that they refuse to throw away that their dog got a hold of.
Yeah.
So like the head's chewed off.
Yeah, yeah.
We take that.
Oh, of course. What? Any shape, any size, any condition, any girth.
I wish I had
any scent, any flavor.
I wish I had my P.O. box set up. You know how many cool things we would get?
We need to set that up. I am dead serious. I would list anybody that sends us their sex toys. We will list them on our merch site. This is going to be amazing. You can get a cutting board and a dildo to cut on your cutting board.
No, I'm out.
Aw.
I already pictured myself opening up like 4 dozen used rubbers.
You don't want to do the work?
I'll just forward everything to you, I guess.
All right. If you're going to send a dildo or any kind of sex toy, send a pair of gloves with it. See, now you got free gloves. Everything's good.
Use sex toys and gloves. O-Rama.
O-Rama. I love it. Use sex toys and gloves, O-Rama.
All right.
Can we sell the gloves too? Oh my used. God.
I got to write this down because I'm going to make a t-shirt for use sex toy and glove O-Rama Emporium.
I love it. Can it be Deputy Butterbean's used sex toys and glove Emporium?
Is it? Hold on. O-Rama.
O-Rama.
Dep. Butt. All right.
Dep butt.
Deputy Butterbean's used sex toy and gloves O-Rama Emporium.
Dude, does the O-Rama fit?
It made you laugh the first time.
It did. And this time.
Okay. Deputy Butterbean's used sex toys and gloves O-Rama, or Deputy Butterbean's used sex toy and gloves Emporium.
I like Emporium better. It sounds more Chinese.
Fine. Fuck. Okay.
All right. We're going to be rich. This is the one. Send us your sex toys. God, I bet you we're going to catch like secondary AIDS. However that fucking works.
I think that we would probably. Fuck. Okay. Are you ever going to set up a P.O. box?
I would like to. I'm just worried. I'm worried that I'll go check it one day and there'll be some dude standing there like waiting for me.
You really think anybody wants to see us that bad?
I don't know. People are fucking crazy. They probably want to kill me. I'm assuming there's somebody out there that wants to strangle me and look in my eyes while I die.
Send your kids in to check the P.O. box.
Oh, problem solved. Didn't think about that. Strangle away.
Just not the scabby one. That'll give you away.
There's got to be a service that like has a P.O. box somewhere and then they forward your shit to you. You know what I mean?
Is there somebody that we both know that we could just have them set up a P.O. box and then they send the stuff to us?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we could find somebody.
Can we just use your home address?
Yep. As long as I can put my social security number on every package in big letters. Big numbers, I guess.
All right. What was that one? Dog owners.
What was that one?
Dog owners to opening up a sex toy store? I don't understand.
That doesn't matter. We came up with a good idea.
Oh, I wanted to say this at the beginning and I forgot. So our wiki is set up now.
Sweet.
It's ready to go. It's whosrightpodcast.com/wiki.
Yeah.
So people fill it out, please. Like if you're just starting to listen now and you're like, I don't mind these guys. And you go back and listen to the first episode or the second episode. start filling that shit out. Thank you.
Yes.
Monkey Mayor, or you want to wrap this up?
We can keep going. I'm good. Monkey Mayor. I don't think I read this one either.
It's another black thing.
All right. Everything on our board tonight was about black people. What's the deal with that?
All right. This is going to be another one of them things where I think we did this on our bonus episode where I start reading an article and check in with you to see if it's right that this person got fired.
All right.
All right. So just out of curiosity, do you know what the mayor of Chicago looks like?
Yes. Yes, I do.
If you had to describe her, what would you say?
Beetlejuice.
Okay, close enough. All right. So just a fact. Candidate says Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot looks just like a dumb monkey and says it's not racist. A school board candidate allegedly said Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot looks like a dumb monkey and insisted his remarks are not racist. James England, a resident of Gastonia, North Carolina, and candidate for the Gaston County Board of Education, recently ridiculed Lightfoot, who is black online.
Who is black online, but white in real life.
According to the Gaston, I'm telling you, the people in North Carolina are fucking stupid. All right. England is running against current school board member Dot Guthrie, along with two others. In one of England's Facebook posts, he shared a meme of Lightfoot, an attorney who serves as the 56th mayor of Chicago. Lightfoot is the first black female mayor of the Windy City. According to the Chicago Police Department last month, some 503 people were shot, 63 fatally. What the fuck?
Just drop that in the middle of the article? Just what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
According to the Gaston Gazette, England shared a reworked image of Lightfoot slamming the mayor for Chicago's high crime rate. England allegedly wrote alongside the meme, "Looks like a dumb monkey." He backed up this unkind statement and wrote, "Generally what I post is the damn truth. It's just a fact. We can't cover up the truth. It's not because of her color. I've seen white people who look like monkeys." Okay. Do you think that he should be fired?
No.
Okay. The news outlet revealed England had shared other contentious posts. The black bastards need to be shot.
All right. What? It's a little different.
England wrote next to a photo he shared of a black man punching a white man. In another post, England shared a picture from a summer protest and wrote, "Hopefully the police will get these black bastards."
What the fuck, man?
If they do not leave, shoot the bastards.
Yeah, I'm okay with that one.
So you're okay with shoot the bastards, but not shoot the black bastards?
Yeah. Why? I mean, yes. If you're going to say, if your point is that the cops should crack down on these people that are committing crimes, and you say it like I just said it, the cops should crack down on people that are committing crimes. Okay. But if you say the cops should kill all the black people that are committing crimes, there's a difference. Like it shows where your mind is at.
Okay. If you're watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you're watching TV and you see footage of a bunch of white people beating the shit out of a bunch of white people,
mm-hmm.
and you say, "God, they should kill them white fuckers." What's wrong with that?
Why would you say white?
I always identify the color of the person that I'm speaking about.
Oh, all right. It's wrong. It's bad. You should be colorblind.
That's so stupid.
You shouldn't notice color.
Then I couldn't get in the Air Force.
You get big plans to join the Air Force, do you?
Operation Jumbo Jet.
I love it. Yeah. If they don't have that already, they should.
Brandon says the only thing you should be worried about is where you're going to store all the cassettes he's about to send your way.
Thanks.
You always have the same posture every time his name pops up. Jacob asked, did you guys already talk about the suicide video going around undetected on TikTok and a bunch of little kids seeing it? Did you see that, Anthony?
I heard about it. I didn't. I mean, obviously, I didn't see it. But yeah, I heard about it. I heard he live streamed it on Facebook and somehow it got on a TikTok and it just went everywhere and never got taken down.
Yeah. So my only issue with that is, so I think that that video should be, I know they're, you know, this is like a big deal. They're trying to get it taken down wherever it's at. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be taken down. It's part of internet history.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
My problem is the people that cut out, like when he pulled the trigger.
Uh-huh.
So they put like a video of, say, dogs playing.
Yeah.
And then they drop that right in the middle of it. So you unsuspectedly watched it.
Really? So you think people's suicide should be left up? Like if you want to see it.
He wanted people to see it. Fucking let people see it.
Yeah, that's not very good reasoning to leave a video up on the internet. Think of all the terrible videos that people want people to see that you would be like, yeah, just leave it up.
He gave his life for that video.
Didn't think about it that way.
he made the ultimate sacrifice.
He gave his life so you could watch this video.
So yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. If, you know, we've talked about this shit before. I don't think there's anything wrong with seeing those videos if that's what you're looking for. There's people like it affects me differently than it affects you differently than it affects, right?
But isn't that fucked up? Like watching somebody shoot themselves in the face should, if you are a rational human being, have a similar effect on everybody.
No, it shouldn't. That's fucking dumb. That's like saying getting fucked in the ass should feel the same to everybody.
No, it's not. No, it's not like that. It's not the same at all.
Why should everybody have the same reaction to anything other than like when you eat your last fry and you don't realize it's your last fry? That overwhelming disappointment, like because the last fry tastes better.
You're supposed to savor the last one.
And if you don't realize you ate it, like when you're driving.
Yes.
And you reach in there and it's like, no,
motherfucker, no. Just ruined my whole night.
And then the opposite of that is when you think you ate your last fry. So you take the container out and there's like 10 on the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
Like bonus last fry.
The worst is when I think I ate the last one. And then I didn't. And then I get home and they're cold because I can see them. And I'm like, I should be able to taste how delicious these are going to be, but they're fucking cold. God damn it.
And that's why the suicide video should be left up.
All right. I can't argue with that.
All right.
I don't have an argument. Did you watch it? The actual video?
No.
Are you going to?
I can't answer that. Like, I'm not.
I mean, you're not going to search it out. Are you going to search it out?
I searched and I
can't find it.
Like, if you Google Facebook live stream suicide, there is a plethora of videos to watch.
Really? How many? Jesus Christ. How many people have live streamed themselves, killing themselves?
71.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me check my murder board.
You got to keep track of that shit. That's nuts, man. I don't want to see that shit.
Well, no, don't. Then don't.
I'm not going to.
But if I want something to masturbate to later, I should have that right. Just because it makes you queasy.
I have to agree with you. Shit, yeah, man. More super chats. Lee Van Cleef. I listen to you guys as I run my CNCs to keep my sanity, even though the things you talk about are insane. Also, Anthony can't debate. His response is always repeating the question back at you. Yep.
You're going to finish it?
Ha. Oh, ha, ha, ha. I mean, ha. I only get two ha's. This isn't a debate show. What do you think this is? Why? Who's right?
God, you missed a fucking perfect opportunity. Hmm. Here, I'm gonna do it.
All right. All right. You do it.
I listen to you guys as I run my CNCs to keep my sanity, even though you think you're doing my... Also, Anthony can't debate. What do you mean I can't debate?
Damn it. All right. Thanks for listening, guy.
Guy. All of a sudden, he sends us $10. And that's all you got is, thanks, guy.
Yeah, well, he's bashing me. What do you want me to say? Guy?
All right. Monkey Mayor. Yeah, so we're done with that.
Check.
Monkey Mayor, check.
Monkey Mayor, check. Sex toy shop.
All done. All done.
Are we done?
Well, we got to do our new patrons.
All right.
If you want to sign up for bonus content, and we are getting ready to wrap up our audio drama.
I'm so sad.
That is, so far, I think, the other than me talking to Ned, I think that that might be the highlight of the of us doing this show.
Really? I am sad that it's wrapping up. I want it to keep going, but I don't want it to keep going bad enough that I'm going to write it, so...
Well, I don't think that we could. That's the problem.
No. I mean, I could, but, you know. No, I don't know that we could churn out high-quality audio like that. Well, we can do the audio. High-quality writing like that.
Yeah, so, Evan, thank you very much. I think he said he's got one more to write. So we just put out what? 9?
8. We just put out 8.
Okay, we put out 8.
Yep.
I've still got to edit 9.
Yep.
We just got sent 10.
Yep.
And he's writing 11, and then we're done. All right. New patrons. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Did I already say the website?
No. And you didn't say so. Go to our Subscribe Star if you don't want to.
Because I don't want to advertise that.
Why? Why?
Because it's fucking bullshit. Like, I can't even post an episode to it. Huh. It's fucking stupid. I can't post an episode to it. I have to post a link to the episode.
So they don't host anything, basically, is what you're saying?
Anthony, I told you all this.
Yeah.
The file size is too big.
I got you. I got you.
I fucking told you this. All right.
All right.
Hi, so, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching. All right. See, that was nice of me, wasn't it?
That was nice of you.
Now go to our fucking Patreon. Paul. Paul, what the fuck? How you take the time out of your day to say, I wish Doug would say hi to me. If you sign up to, I hope he's not already a patron. If you take the time and go to patreon.com/who's right, you can message back and forth with me all fucking day long if you want. Or at least to me.
You can message to me all day long. Oh, God.
No, thank you for watching, Paul. We appreciate it. All right. New patrons.
New patrons. You're reading the backstory deals.
Oh, fuck me. God damn it. Oh, yeah. Backstory is for anybody that signed up for the year, right?
Yes.
Can you believe that we actually say that somebody signed up for a year so this shit?
Weird. It's so weird. We've had people sign up for a year, and then we've had other people say, I'm not sure every episode if it's going to be the last one. So and both of those things kind of like contradict each other, you know?
Okay. If you want, would you watch our show? And if the answer is no, I don't want you to answer. All right.
I don't know. It's hard to remove myself from it. Maybe, I guess.
I don't know that I would, but
I don't listen to any comedy podcasts, or very few comedy podcasts. So I mean,
I want to have an open and honest conversation that nobody else is going to listen to.
All right.
Every week we have people signing up for a year.
Yes.
Okay. And it's getting to the point now where it's not even surprising anymore.
Yes.
But every time I'm surprised, like, because I couldn't commit to a year of us.
Like even us doing it, you can't commit to a week.
So how are we supposed to convey to other people to sign up for a year if we wouldn't do it? How can you sell something you don't believe in, Mr. Salesman?
I don't know. My niece has this car, and it's a really nice car. I've never driven it myself, but how about that? My niece seems happy with it. All the people that have signed up so far seem happy with our product. And we're opening up a sex toy shop where you can sell us your sex toys. Or send us your sex toys. Did I say sell?
And patrons are going to get a 3% bonus on their prices for the sex toys that we buy off them.
So we're going to get, yeah, how about we give our patrons a discount on the sex toys they buy, the used sex toys that they buy. Genius.
So we'll buy them high and sell them low?
Yes.
To the patrons?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Well, no, we'll buy them really low and sell them a little bit lower, a little bit higher, lower than.
We're only going to lose a little bit of money on this deal. As long as I get my chubby little fingers around as many sex toys as possible.
I just want to be in the business of facilitating people trading sex toys. That's all I really care about.
Like an arms dealer.
Yes.
I want to be a dick dealer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've quit my job at the factory, and I'm now a rubber dick salesman. I want a business card that says rubber dick salesman. Yes.
That's what our podcast cards are going to say.
So, you know,
rubber dick salesman.
You know, when you start doing something like you with synthesizers, If we were to start having a conversation right now, you would start talking about specs and you'd know the names and the numbers, like
I
don't know, Roland 32-5. Uh-huh. Is that a synthesizer?
No. Roland close enough isn't? Though. Well, yeah, Roland is, but yep.
No, anyway, so you could get like that with rubber dicks.
Where I know all the models and which one performs the best under what circumstances, which one can hold up to the most like tsunami storms that your wife can produce.
So I don't know if you're into jerking off with motor oil, but you really want to stay away from that one there.
Yeah. Oh, we should do sex toy reviews. Used sex toy reviews. We'll have somebody send you a used pocket pussy. You use it.
Not going to happen.
All right, fine. A used dildo. You use it and then you review it.
I'm back in.
All right. Perfect.
Who's somebody that you're not gay by?
Who's somebody that I'm not? I don't understand the question.
Okay. Like, is there a guy who you would be okay with touching peckers with?
No.
Like in a not gay way. Just like, okay. So you're a big fan of Gallagher, the comedian. Right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So if the only, are you a big enough fan of his that you just have to touch the heads of your dicks together, then you have 5 minutes to talk to him. It's like nothing gay. Nobody comes. It's just the circumstances have the stars of a line that the only way you're going to have an encounter with him is if the heads of your dick touch.
So the only way that I would let that happen is if he promised to perform a show for me where he smashes a watermelon, but it's in a big, huge stadium, but it's just me. And I'm sitting all the way at the back so I don't get wet.
Okay.
I want him to perform to an empty stadium with me sitting all the way in the back.
Would you still have the plastic over you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So serious question.
All right.
If I was able to put that together to where you and Gallagher touch your dicks together, and then you scurry up the steps and he does the show and smashes the watermelon.
Yes.
You would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, I forgot what I was driving to.
Does it matter? I'm seeing Gallagher.
No, I got it. Would you fuck Gallagher's used pocket pussy? So we've already established that you could touch his dick without being gay. Mm-hmm. So he gives it to you sopping wet.
Oh,
could you fuck it?
Like with watermelon seeds and shit all over it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Just the smell. Smells like Gallagher.
Well, it looks like we lost Nicholas.
Son of a.
Bye. Bye, Nicholas.
Bye. Wait. Oh, I thought you were saying bye. We haven't even done our fucking Patreon shout outs yet.
All right. Let's get to them. It's getting late. Right. Start this again.
All right. Thank you.
There was a reason why I asked you if you would. about fucking a pocket.
If I'd fuck Gallagher's pocket pussy. you set this up? Do I get to see Gallagher or what?
We're just doing the setup. No punchlines tonight.
Next week, wait for the punchline. Oh, God. All right. Okay. Thank you, Michael or Mickle or me, Cal.
All right, Ben, thank you for signing up to be read on the next podcast.
I don't think you're supposed to read that part.
I read what the investigator writes.
All right.
If you resubscribe to the Patreon just for the background investigation, is that gay? Oh, wait a minute. So, okay, he wrote that. Ben said, if you resubscribe to the Patreon just for the background investigation, is that gay? Yes. Ben has always loved the cock in like the gayest way possible, not even sexually. I mean, like romantically. He dreams of taking cock, shoe shopping, and then to see the play cats.
Yep.
I thought about changing that to Gallagher as I was reading it.
You should have.
Let's do this one. Do it like that.
Do it like what? What are we doing? All right. Ryan. Thank you, Ryan, very much.
Nope.
Nope. What'd I do?
I don't know where you're reading.
New patrons.
What's after Ben?
Ryan.
Nope. Refresh your page.
Ian just updated their pledge from $57.50 to $60. They were going in 50 cent increments. What happened here? Nice. Thank you, Ian. He's been upping his pledge every week for forever.
So unfortunately for me, I'm going to be depressed when that don't happen the first time.
All right.
Like, what the fuck, man? I haven't heard from Ian. And then my phone goes ding. And I look down. It's like, ah, there he is.
Oh, there's that extra 50 cents. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, what? Oh, so you got to read this one. I know I did. Just read it. Whatever. Okay.
What? Ryan? Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it.
You got to open it. He had something he wanted us to say.
I just want to hear Anthony say that he loves Bernie for once. Don't. what am I supposed to do with that? I'm reading it. I don't care. Don't read the rest on the show. Absolutely love the show, by the way. Only podcast I've ever listened to that makes me belly laugh at least once an episode.
Okay, so I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
When you sign up for our Patreon, I think you get a note sent to you that says if you want us to say something during your shout outs, send it here.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you send something there and say, don't read this on the show?
Because he doesn't want people to know that he likes it.
All right. So in trying to keep up with this, because it's a pain in the ass the way the Patreon app works and then the emails, I don't know if this is a duplicate of one of the other ones. Mm-hmm. If it is, we're taking it back immediately, but we won't know it. So... thank you, Daniel, for signing up. But if Daniel, if you happen to be one of somebody else, I'm sorry for doxing you and we don't appreciate it or something.
Awesome. So confusing.
It is such a nightmare.
All right. Thank you, Ignitorex. Ignitorex. Thank you,
Wendell, for signing up as well.
And thank you. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it.
Say it like you mean it. If he's donating $10 a month, say it like you mean it.
Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate it, buddy.
Perfect. I fucking nailed that. Connor, thank you very much. That's really nice of you. Fuck, now I got to do this one too. Lothryn? Fuck sure, me. Yeah.
Bill.
Bill. Lothryn was one of the founding members of the Blue Man Group. At the time, they were an improv group known as the Wackadamia Nuts. Did you make that up? That's funny. Why didn't we name our podcast the Wackadamia Nuts?
I don't know.
He was kicked out when they started banging on shit because his drumming skills were not up to par. you just petered out after Wackadamia Nuts, didn't you? It's like, oh, this is good enough.
Wackadamia Nuts, that's good for a laugh.
I don't need to put any more effort into this piece of shit.
The private investigator, not me.
Well, we already got the money and we got a laugh. I'm tapering out right here.
Right. So check out the Wackadamia Nuts. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Chase and Jaden. Thank you, Chase.
What the fuck you doing stepping on my shit?
You read two in a row. I'm reading two in a row. Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Jaden.
Yes, Jaden, thank you. I want to get the last thank you in. You know what? That's so good. I think I'm going to try to make a shirt or...
That says, thank you, Jaden. That wasn't that good.
It was a really good thank you, Anthony. Wackadamia Nuts, man. That's fucking good.
All right.
Wackadamia. I got... All right. Good episode. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a blast.
All right. I wonder who's going to be attacking me this week.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. Jump into our after show chat and hang out. Bye.
Bye.